True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Thanksgiving week, Packer week. He's the Lions head coach, Dan Campbell. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, we're doing all right. Hey, first of all, congratulations on the win. That was an emotional roller coaster. We had TJ in yesterday, and there was so many ups and downs in that game. How did you come out of it emotionally?
Yeah, you know, I talked to TJ after that game. He looked like he was worn out, man.
He wasn't the only one.
Actually, maybe that was me. Maybe I was. No, it was awesome. Man, it felt good, you know. And you don't always draw them up that way. But there again, man, at critical moments when we needed it most, the defense, special teams, and offense stepped up in a big way, and we made critical plays at critical times to win that game.
I'm glad you mentioned the defense, because 90% of the season, the defense has been really good. And, I mean, especially with, you know, injuries in the secondary. Sunday didn't appear to be up to that standard. What were some of the challenges you guys faced against the Giants' offense? What was giving you difficulties?
Well, they threw the kitchen sink at us. And, you know, we always prepare for – you know, different gadgets, things that'll happen. You can't prepare for all of them, but you know there's going to be some things thrown your way. And so some of those, you know, look, they happen, you get hit on them. Winston, you know, breaks a tackle there, launches one. And so they got us on a couple of those. And then we had a few pressures there where, you know, we're sending quite a few guys and we couldn't quite get there in time. And then you get strung out on the coverage aspect. And a guy like Winston, man, he's going to lay it out there. He's got a massive arm. And this guy is not void of talent. I mean, so I've seen him at his best. And I thought he played one of the best games that he's played. The other day, man, he saw the field well. He played strong and launched it out there. And then we had a couple where, you know, just snafus. We run into each other, you know, some of these picks, these rubs that happened. But there again, that's not indicative of who we are defensively. It was just kind of one of those days, man. And I think the most impressive thing is, as bad of a day as it went in spurts for all three phases, we came together and willed ourselves to win that game.
Can you speak to the trade-off, Aleem playing some of the edge, and what it does for you versus the run, but maybe the trade-off of not getting enough pressure or sacks in a game like that?
Well, it gets our best personnel on the field is what it does in certain packages, you know. So, because now you get Mac, you get Reader, you get Ty Leak, you get Hutch, certainly, as always, and Barnes and Alex and Jack. So that's what it does a lot when you're going to play some of these base, big base looks. And that's why. And then when we go sub, he kicks down as usual and goes to the three technique. But that's why.
is this a week you guys expect to get Marcus Davenport back, or could you give people an update?
Well, we're hopeful. You know, we're hopeful. I mean, he looked really good last week. We're getting him some walkthrough reps. We did yesterday, getting him some today, and then we'll see. It's just a matter of us saying, all right, you know, is he ready for this? Not being in a practice setting this week, getting ready to go. Now, he did last week, and that's ultimately what it would come down to. How does he feel? Does he feel like he can do this and he's ready to go? Does he need one more week, get ready for Dallas? And so we're still talking about all that, but, you know, I do like where he's at, for sure. It's come a long way, man. He's put in a lot of work to get back. He always does.
You mentioned just a minute ago all three phases, and I mean, I think Jack Fox was a huge weapon in terms of being able to flip the field, pin him down inside the 20. I think four of those punts were down inside the 20, but you've also mentioned that there's a lot of things that still need to be cleaned up. If you could choose one thing that got cleaned up in the final six games, what would the most important thing to get cleaned up, what would it be?
You're saying from this point on?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And are you talking about in all three phases? Or
no,
you're
if there was about, just one thing and you could pick from all three phases.
Yeah, well, look, I think we got to be a little more efficient in third down, man. You know, we got to stay in manageables, and then we got to convert one or two more third downs a game at least. You know, one or two is going to go a long way. And a lot of that's going to come up to, hey, man, what do I select to help these guys get in position? And then we got to make plays.
Dan, one more thing from the Giants game. We've talked about more on your plate as a play caller. At the end of the half, I know you said there was a headset issue. You had to burn the timeout. Should you have used the timeout right after Raymond catches the ball? Then you have more shots to the sideline and end zone as opposed to having just the one play?
Yeah, I should have used it there. But it was like, look, we got one more, so you can still take a shot inbounds, use the timeout, and then if you like where you're at, throw it in the end zone. Or kick the field goal. Otherwise, yeah, you can. And then if you don't, you use the timeout, and then you still got a clock it situation, right. And then you're still in the same boat to where you're going to have one play to decide what you're going to do. So, but if you just want to take three shots to the end zone, I'm with you, you know.
Is that something
probably should have done it, probably could have done it, but it's, you know, in the moment I was like, hey, man, let's just go ahead and clock it. We still got one timeout.
Right, you still give yourself a chance to at least get some points. I'm just curious, like, is that something you're still trying to juggle, the responsibilities?
You don't want to play for disaster either, but if something happens, at least you still got it in your pocket.
Right. Is that something, though, like you said, well, I probably should have done it differently. Is that something you're still working through, both calling the plays and managing that game situation? Because it is more on your plate.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think some of it, the more I'm back in it and doing both, the better I'll get. And, look, I'm always going to want to do things better than I did the week before. I think we're all that way, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
I think you want your show to be better next week than it is this week, right?
We do.
Yeah, we're hoping for tomorrow.
Absolutely. We all do, man. Trying to get better.
Totally relate to that.
Your players have talked about the importance of these games, and you mentioned with this stretch of three home games, you're 1-0 at this point. Obviously, you got Green Bay coming up on Thursday. Do you view this, or are your players viewing this, as a must-win game because of where the division is, where we are in the schedule, and the record?
I mean, I haven't talked in those terms. To me, it's just about, look, here's the plan. Here's what we can't do that happened last week. Here's what we got to do again that really helped us win the last one. And this is what we got to do against Green Bay, man. And we got to play with more energy. We got to play harder. We got to finish plays. And we got to be more detailed. And the rest will take care of itself.
Season's a long season. How are you guys different, and how is Green Bay different than when you met back in week one?
Well, we're more seasoned, right? We've got more banked reps with some young guys here than we did when we went into week one. Look, these guys are probably more polished too. I just think they're better versions of where we were in week one. I mean, this is a good team. It's a dangerous team. This is one of the best defenses in the league right now. I mean, this front is it's tough, man. They put pressure on you, and they got good backers, good coverage players, and You know, and then offensively, they got plenty of weapons, and it starts with Love. So, but I think we're both in a better place than we were week one, and that's what you want.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The offensive line, especially Coyote Owusika, since he stepped in for Mahogany, how would you evaluate his play? Is he doing enough? And your concern of facing this defensive front that the interior three and really the offensive line struggled against Green Bay in week one?
Yeah, look, Yodi, here's the thing. Here's, you know, you're there, and it's like, oh, man. You know, you see a couple of these plays, and it's tough because everybody sees them, and it leads to something bad happening. So, but in the grand scheme of things, you take two or three plays out of there, and Yodi played pretty dang good, you know, and that's what's hard. So it's, look, just clean a couple of things up. He's been really good in protection for us. You know, he just got beat a couple of times. But, Yodi's going to be fine. He's played a lot of football for us. He's a steady, reliable guy. And he did a number of things there in the run game the other day that really helped us get what we did over the 200-yard mark. So he'll be good. Those guys work together well. And we'll be good here.
You've talked about trying to get Tesla involved more. Why hasn't it translated, or why haven't we seen more of him?
I mean, we try to get him more involved here a little bit. He's playing more, and it's just sometimes the ball doesn't go that way, right? It's, you know, there's only so many plays you have to make somebody a primary, and if you're not the primary at that point, then it goes to the primary, and then it works its way across the board. So, you know, and then look, Leaf's been in there quite a bit. Because Lee's been a reliable guy for us. But, look, his time's coming. Right now, he's helping us on special teams. He's a fill-in player on offense, and he's continuing to get better. We like him, and it's patience, man. It'll come.
So I want to give you an easy one here, and we asked you this a couple of years ago. I'm still trying to get over the fact that your power rankings, you think ham is superior on Thanksgiving than turkey.
It's the right opinion.
But when you get to the dessert, give us what is it your wife makes or traditional at the Campbell table that your number one dessert is?
Okay, that's a good one. All right, well, I would probably say pumpkin pecan pie.
Oh, combining both of is it just a pumpkin, or is it a pumpkin pie with like a pecan topping?
That's correct.
Oh,
it's excellent.
Yeah, I bet it is. It sounds great.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you said pecan versus pecan.
I'm not a pecan talker. I'm a pecan. It's just how I grew up. I don't know.
Hey, speaking of your background then, Texas A&M, Texas, big game this week. You got any thoughts on it?
Well, I always root for the Aggies, man. I'm just glad the rivalry's back. Golly, for years. I mean, that was one of the oldest rivalries in college football, and then it just went away, you know, when A&M went to the SEC. So thank goodness it's back, man. I love it, and it's one of those things when you're down south or down in Texas, I mean, it's There's a lot of jawing going on back and forth. There's a lot of pride in both schools, both teams, but I'll be rooting for the Aggies.
Is this the year for the Aggies?
Yes, the year for the Aggies, of course.
You see the national title in their future?
You go ahead and say, dumb question.
I've asked dumber, Dan. It's all good. Appreciate your time as always.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep. You too.
It's 97.1. Yeah.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.